What do you think should be the guiding principles when it comes to things like this? Matters of murder, armed robbery, sexual misconduct. What should be, especially when we're talking about a case being brought against someone, a trial being brought against someone, brought to trial, allegations of someone, a public figure particularly, one who will be possibly hearing cases against other people. What should be our guiding principles? Should our politics be our primary focus? Should that be the filter, our political agendas and our social agendas, you know, those desires to have these kinds of cases? We want to make sure that someone who is from our camp will hear cases of racial equality and justice and equity. They'll hear the cases dealing with the poor, the oppressed, the needy, and we know we want them to rule a certain way whenever those cases come to them, come before them. And so we just decide, well, hey, you know what? I know that I say I'm a follower of Christ Jesus. I know that I say I'm a person of good principles, good morals. And so I'm going to also say that my decision for supporting someone who has these kinds of allegations brought against them are good decisions based on good principles. Fortunately, we had an election by the people that prevented Roy Moore from being seated as a senator. But with Brett Kavanaugh, it is not, although he's representing many of the people who want someone like him on the Supreme Court, ultimately, the decision is not being made by the people. The election this time takes place within the Senate. And as we know, this too is political because, again, our politicians have decided that they want a certain ideology to be represented and pursued on the Supreme Court. And as I said before, ladies and gentlemen, we might as well be honest. Come on. This is the show where it's real talk about real life, real talk about the real world. And just like we have elected officials who are dishonest and say they don't want someone on the court with a political agenda, and they are dishonest when they say that, we have millions of people from amongst we the people who are also dishonest when they say we don't want someone there who has a political agenda. We want someone who will just read the law for what it says. People know that they want folks on that justice who are going to interpret law and give law the spin that they, the people, want it to have. They want it to be interpreted the way they want it to be interpreted. They want it to get the spin they want it to have because they want the outcomes that they want. And it's so interesting. We had many, many conservative women coming to the defense of Brett Kavanaugh. I'm not saying that he did or did not do what these several women have accused him of. I am saying that when you have the inconsistency, such glaring inconsistency, as we have in this case, where in situations like this in the past, serious allegations were brought against someone, the FBI was enlisted quickly. This time, the Republicans / the conservatives absolutely refused, and that's including our Republican / conservative president, absolutely refused to get the FBI involved. Why? What would it have hurt to have simply let due process be pursued? Interestingly enough, in this human nature, people will decide, well, what do I think is going to be best for me? And or they'll ask the question, what will be worst for them? And there are a lot of people who make their decisions based on their answers to those two questions. What will be best for me? What will be worst for them? A lot of people voted for Donald Trump based on the fact that they truly believed that having Trump in the office would be very, very bad for people of color. He made that clear that that's where he was coming from. And they honored that. They celebrated that. They lauded that. And they voted for him. Remember, Lee Atwater telling the Republicans / conservatives during Ronald Reagan's years, we're going to make decisions that are going to hurt some white people, but that are going to hurt black people much worse. And he's talked about economics. What do you think the oppression of the poor and the needy is about? Economics. But he said, listen, talk economics, and that'll be our code. We won't be able to use any of those derogatory terms that we've used to describe black people before. We can't get away with that any longer. He said, instead, you talk states' rights and you talk economics. Frame it in that way, and that becomes our new code language. And he said, look, we know that some white people are going to be hurt by this, but we know that a lot more black people are going to be hurt much worse. And there are a lot from amongst we the people who embrace that ideology. Yeah, some of us white folks are going to get hurt, but them black folks are going to get hurt a whole lot more. And here's what's odd, too. The same way, we have a lot of women who put their social and political agendas ahead of what would seem to be their own interest from a gender perspective. You have plenty of people of color who put me first, and they decide, hey, you know what? I think that by maintaining my position when it comes to political and social agendas, that's going to help me most, because I'll be able to say to them, hey, look, I'm one of you. And that will help me most, whether it does actually help them or not. That's their thinking. It'll help them most. It'll help them get ahead. I've had a person tell me, hey, I'm going to get ahead because I'm one of them. Card carrying. And will vote against the best interest of an entire ethnic group, an entire ethnic community, in order to try to further self. For a lot of people, it comes down to what is best for me, what is worst for them. And that's nothing new. It has always been that way since this country was called America.